I'm glad things, you know, things have a way of working out, and this is something that just did that. So this was supposed to be Mac's night, and we stole it because I needed my band back for Saturday. So I thank you for letting us do it this way. And so let's face it, you've heard this stuff for a long, long time. So what are we going to do to kind of get exciting, you know? It's like, how many quarters can you put in the Magic Fingers before it's dull, you know? So I thought about it coming back to Key West. So simply what we're going to do is we're going to do the entire Wax Sport Coat and Pico Station album. That is a present from us to you. So, I saw Tom Corcoran, my friend, and some of you know, who was, you know, down here taking pictures, but nobody knew who we were. And we actually rehearsed the first time the Coral Reefer Band ever was together was in a filling station on the corner of Simonton and Fleming, where he had a hat shop at that time. That college degree and that naval education served him well in that hat shop. I was glad he was there because he let us have the garage next door, and that's where the Coral Reefer Band first rehearsed. And we played, it's not there, many things are not here anymore. And so, you know where they are, but our first gig was at Logan's Lobster House, but the Santa Maria next door. So there's a geographical distance here, and then the Santa Maria was where I heard there was a piano player named Billy Nine Fingers, who turned into Billy Voltaire in my song. And the cool thing about being here is, first of all, just being here and thanking you for all the years that you've done this, for listening and doing and helping other people out. But the really cool thing is that from here, we're playing Key West tonight and Havana on Saturday. How do you get to do that?
She could sound like the stars. Ladies, they pay and pay. One night he didn't wind up playing in Havana town. Nobody left these Billy Voltaire, and these were his final sound. He met up with Marita, dancer in from the coast. Half woman, half child, she drove him half wild. He loved that lady the most. One night he didn't find her in the arms of Shrimper Dan. So he pulled a knife to pour down his life, and then he turned his own cold hand. ¿Qué pasa?
It's just a Cuban crime of passion.
Tropics, they come and they go.
It's just a Cuban crime.
All right.